Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Courtney Farr grew up in western Kansas, in Scott City, population 3,800. That's where his father, Marvin Farr, died of COVID on December 1st. But the obituary that Courtney Farr wrote for the funeral home website drew notice across the country. He spoke to Celia Yopis Jepson of the Kansas News Service about it.
The opening of the obituary that Courtney Farr wrote channels his grief for his dad, Marvin, and the grief that so many families feel. It says, Marvin was preceded in death by more than 260,000 Americans infected with COVID-19. He died in a room not his own, being cared for by people dressed in confusing and frightening ways. He was not surrounded by friends and family. Courtney Farr wrote it for his hometown, but people have shared those words over and over. They've shown up in stories by The Washington Post, CNN, and USA Today. Courtney talked to me about why he wrote them.
There's no way to be prepared for how heartbreaking and difficult saying goodbye through a video call is.
We sat 6 feet apart on his porch off a gravel road in East Kansas, a 5-hour drive from where his dad died in a rural nursing home. Courtney saw him hours before he passed.
They, took the tablet they use in to the quarantine wing with him. And when my mother died 2 years ago, though, that was the first time I had ever sat with someone as they were dying. It was really good and meaningful to sit with her. And then doing this video call with Dad was so much harder and so much worse that you want to reach out and you want to touch him. You want to hold his hand. He had, some amount of alertness, but he clearly was not really able to, kind of focus.
In Kansas, more than 400 COVID outbreaks have struck nursing homes and similar facilities since March, killing more than 700 people. Courtney got the call on Thanksgiving, letting him know his dad had tested positive.
He was asymptomatic for maybe about 36 hours, and then it progressed very rapidly. Started showing signs of fluid in his lungs, his oxygen levels were dropping, and he passed away on Tuesday afternoon.
Marvin was born in 1939. Courtney put it this way in the obituary. He was born into an America recovering from the Great Depression and about to face World War II. Americans would be asked to ration essential supplies and send their children around the world to fight. He died in a world where many of his fellow Americans refused to wear a piece of cloth on their face to protect one another. This is a key point for Courtney. He thinks about his dad's grandma.
She was a widow who raised 5 children during the Great Depression, during a drought, on a farm by herself in the 30s. Can you imagine trying to tell her, oh, I had to wear a piece of cloth over my mouth and I couldn't go eat at restaurants for 12 months.
As soon as the obituary ran, Courtney was swamped with comments and messages from people who feel like he does. There was some pushback, too.
One of the things I see brought up from people who won't take this seriously is that, oh, well, it's only the really elderly mostly who are dying. It's only people who were probably going to die anyways. Why can't the rest of us just get on with our lives? And the thing of it is, my father falls into that category. He was probably going to die, in the coming months.
Marvin was on hospice. He had advanced dementia.
It mattered how he died, not just that he died. And the tragedy there and the trauma there is not just his or mine or my family's. It's also the healthcare workers taking care of him. It's traumatic for them because they're having to deal with the quarantine ward and the isolation, and it's awful for everyone.
It bothers Courtney that masks and social distancing have been politicized. Marvin was a farmer and a veterinarian. Courtney wrote, "The science that guided his professional life has been disparaged and abandoned by so many of the same people who depended on his knowledge to care for their animals and to raise their food."
Both my mother and my father had the same hospice nurse, and her primary focus is to make sure that people can pass in comfort and with dignity. And right now, we as a society are failing that in so many ways for hundreds of thousands of people.
Marvin was 81 years old, gregarious, funny, charismatic.
Everybody loved my father.
Episcopalian, devout. He believed he'd see his loved ones again after death. The family won't hold a memorial until it's safe. Courtney has this favorite photo of himself and his dad from 1979 in their Scott City home. And it makes him think about all the years his dad cared for him.
I am napping on dad's chest as a little kid. It is so peaceful and beautiful. A young father and his young son asleep together. And yeah, and I couldn't be there for him at the end.
For Here and Now, I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson.